We're not going to play any more songs, you'll be relieved to know, but there's still time to say many thanks to the team, if I can dignify them with that term, at WFMU. We were the Barracudas Redux and may one day be again, provided I'm not in some way incarcerated. This has been Cherry Blossom Clinic with the marvelous Terry T, who, with the many requests, bless her, some of which were disappointed. No one else.
Well, you know, Jeremy.
I know.
You know.
Hurting a young lady's feelings. Well, what the hell? Makes a change. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
All right, Seth, wait. No, don't go yet. You know what? I'll back announce these songs. And then I'll just do a quick short. I know you have to. I do know we are pressed for time. I know you had a blast down on here. But what? I'll just back announce. Summer Fun is what we just heard. Unbelievable. Woody. I want my Woody back. Somebody. Codeine. Middle Class Blues. Just correct me if I get these out of order or they're wrong. Grammar of Misery and Surfers Are Back. All from the Barracudas Redux here on WFMU. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
I'm Jeremy and they're my band. I'm just kidding.
I'm Kenny. I play guitar.
I'm Dan.
He's being modest. He actually plays guitar.
I'm Dan. I play bass.
Like one.
I'm John. I played the drums.
We let him talk sometimes. It's nice. And I'm Jeremy, who is the real Barracuda here. Let's not have any of this nonsense, revisionist nonsense.
So, I mean, well, you are the original, I guess, one of the founding members, the founding member of the Barracuda.
Family members, not Charles Manson, you know. Yes, I'm one of the founding members. That's right. I founded the band. The
John, you got to be quick with those rim shots, John. All right, so. Jeremy's got a million of them.
I'm just trying to entertain the listeners, if there are any at this point, that is.
Oh, you're too modest. You're too modest.
I'm pretending.
So, all right, but actually, you guys start the original Barracudas started in what year was that?
78. I arrived on the shores of the realm. Yes.
And your first record was "I Want My Woody Back."
I Want My Woody Back, which came out in September 79.
Yeah, we're all. Yeah.
It was a great moment for popular music. Same, it wasn't more popular, but seriously, yeah, it was a great song.
I know. And then you did Summer Fun, which actually, that was a semi-hit for you guys.
The people who played it, yes, it was a big hit. Yes, we achieved the almost impossible. We sounded like a professional group. Yeah, for one brief moment, we were famous.
And that song was notable because, because like people, like it charted, right? That one charted, Summer Fun?
Yeah, well, technically it was a hit. Number 37 out of 40, which technically is a hit. 36 would have been nice, but 37 was okay. Under the wire.
And so how did the original Barracudas get together? And then tell us about this reductionist
nice
version.
Garage punk-related anecdote to do with that, because when I first came to London in 1977 as a mere tourist, I met Robin in a club, and he overheard me talking to someone about the Seeds. This is before the Pebbles thing, and all this was a big deal. And we just kind of got into this sort of chatting about all this sort of music no one else was listening to at the time. Very few people. And that was it.
So, okay, so you guys were into garage rock.
Yeah.
And it was just, in 77, that's like punk was happening.
Well, just after that. Yeah, it was kind of the post-punk era, which was a bit bleak. So, you know, we wanted to do something a bit more interesting.
So, hence, I Wish It Could Be 1965 Again. I know you didn't play that song. I did ask you to play it, but I don't want to, you know. Hey, I'm not going to browbeat you, but we can talk about it. I can ask you about it, right?
I doubt it, but you can try.
I mean, you do like the song, right?
Or of course, I love the song. Do you want to know the honest truth, Terry? Thousands of listeners might as well know that half the time I can't remember the ending bit that I faithfully memorized years ago, and I just don't have the will or the inclination to try to remember now. So I decided not to do it. See what had to happen now? You upset me. That's the honest truth. A combination of fear, laziness, and lack of will. Take your pick. What drives all cult bands of any worth.
Laziness, fear, fair enough. Will. You know what? You're the artiste. I didn't write that song.
I didn't exaggerate, but okay. I don't like I'm making the Sistine Chapel dear here.
But I feel like that song captured, that's the first time I actually ever heard the Barracudas, and I feel like that's the first record I've ever heard by you guys, and it definitely captured a certain movement that was happening time. I feel like the Barracudas were part of the, you know, kind of a garage rock revival, like really kind of, or 60s revival.
We certainly fitted in well with it when it started picking up. We were slightly ahead of it. Well, there was some other bands that we were aware of, but it didn't really pick up until about a year or two after Dropout. However, by then we were kind of known to be Well, the thing about us, we were actually on a major label and had a minor hit, which was very difficult. It happened to a few bands of our kind, but not many.
But yeah, so that was great. Now, how did you guys how did you pick up these guys to start up
the
Veracruz Reductionism?
Well, seriously.
What the?
Seriously. It's quite an interesting story, which luckily I probably don't have the time for now. But I'm from Ottawa. That's where I grew up. That's in Canada, incidentally, American listeners. A big country to the north of you. Yes, mostly ice. And when I went back, through Facebook, actually, I asked a mutual friend. I wanted to perform again because I missed it. I'm sure watching me today, you can't imagine why. And I said, do you know of any bands who'd be willing to back me? And they went, well, there's one band that plays a Barracuda set. I thought, they might be in with a chance. We'll put them top of the list. And these three individuals, I guess we can call them that, actually, you know, are from three different prestigious units in Ottawa, as we say in the trade. And yeah, it's like, well, I can't say the name of his band because it's naughty. He's in trouble already. He's in the Zebraziers. He's Zebraziers, I see. I get it now. I only just got that. Filth. And he's in Mother's Children, which also could be dubious. And
Mother's Children, Zebraziers.
They like the Barracudas. So they fulfilled most of the criteria for my backing band. Yeah, really. They can also play.
Wait, these are all Canadian. You're all from Canada.
Proudly so.
We all live in Ottawa.
They all live in Ottawa. When I came back and I wanted to sort of play again and play this stuff again. And they're the ideal band, really. They know the material. They like it. And yeah, it's worked out really brilliantly, as you can tell. Yeah. In fact, I would say, personally, if I count as a person, that today, what I've noticed in the last week since we've been playing this stuff is that actually they do sound uncannily like the Barracudas at their peak in about 1979 or 80. In some
nice.
Ways, I think better. In some ways, I think better.
All right.
So, pretty awesome. I'm very lucky to be playing with them. But I don't like to say things like too much because discipline breaks down and they start to cry.
You got to break them down. You got to make sure they obey.
I'm working on it. I have another 4 days. No one's cried yet. We'll see.
And but there are some.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I don't feed them, but I mean, you know.
There are some numerous collections that people can still pick up, right?
Yes, many. Do you want me to list them alphabetically?
Yeah, let's list them. I mean, I have at least, I know of at least two different CD anthologies of the Barracudas, which
well,
I personally
one on EMI,
own.
Which was actually put together by an old friend of mine. He's a very good friend, Ralph Alfonso, who's in the Canadian music scene for years. He's brilliant. And he put together one for EMI. And then EMI also subsequently did a 25th anniversary thing in the UK only. And there's one on Castle, which is like a big sort of aggregator in Britain called This Ain't My Time. Which is the best, it's the only one that has a complete overview, because the other two are just dropout plus demos and live stuff and crap like that. And there's another label in Britain called Lemon, which is part of Cherry Red, which vinyl watchers will know, are releasing 6 Barracudas albums bit by bit.
Oh, wow.
Back catalog albums. But they do mostly mail order. You have to kind of hunt those down on the web. That's cool. You know, they got a terrible, terrible liner notes. I was appalled. But apart from that, they're lovely.
What did you say? Sorry.
They have falling liner notes, which has a...
Which you wrote?
I didn't write...
Oh!
See what happened?
Rimshot!
You let them come out and play and have a bit of fun, feel important, and there's a rebellion, a coup, I dare say. I'm being usurped.
You shouldn't have complimented
have
them. You shouldn't have said they were as good as the original Barracudas,
yeah,
right?
Me and my big, big golly gosh, oh gee whiz mouth. Damn.
Darn it.
Shucks.
All right, Barracudas, thank Redux. Thank you so much for being down here.
Let's
that
have
was
a cheer
really
from the Barracudas.
Yeah!
1, 2, 3. Hurrah! Woo!
Woo! Oh, wow.
It's been a privilege and honor and associated words you can find in the source.
Thank you, Jerry.
And also, let's thank awesome engineer Mike Sim
yep.
for doing a great
he
job.
Rocks, literally. And of course, we must thank the Double T.
All right, thanks Woo! For thanking me. All right. All right, guys, thank you so much. Barracudas, everybody.